Today is Freedom Day. Happiness is everywhere.
It is rare to find optimism anywhere in the Palestinian territories, but in October, as Israeli troops and settlers completed their withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, there was such a moment. The young Palestinian singer Hatim sang of hope and self-determination in a song he composed especially for that moment when Palestinians took control of Gaza. It was not to last. In the days following the Israeli withdrawal, Palestinians overwhelmed the Gaza border crossing with Egypt, forcing its closure. Violence between Palestinian factions spiraled out of control. Foreigners in Gaza were kidnapped, and militants took the opportunity to launch rocket attacks against Israeli territory. Saeb Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator in talks with Israelis, says the Gaza withdrawal in 2005 underlined the need for Palestinians to rebuild their security forces.
It's very shameful what we've seen from some quarters. We're not proud of this. I'm ashamed of this, kidnappings and so on. But we need to rebuild our security forces, and we continue exerting maximum efforts in order to end the chaos.
Mr. Erekat says despite all the problems associated with the Gaza withdrawal, Palestinians viewed the process as an historic step toward self-determination and not as a missed opportunity to show the world Palestinians could govern their own territory effectively.
We have witnessed the Gaza disengagement, which in my opinion was significant, demolishing of settlements. I think it was the event of 2005, and I believe that we did not miss an opportunity, but we have to work as hard as possible in order to continue.
But now, as Palestinians prepare to continue their progress towards self-determination by holding legislative elections on January 25th, concerns with security have been surpassed by concerns over whether the elections will actually take place as scheduled. Recently, the Islamic militant group Hamas swept West Bank municipal elections, and polls show it could get as much as 30% of the vote in January. Israeli officials say they will not negotiate with any future Palestinian government that includes Hamas. The European Union and the U.S. Congress have also threatened to cut funding to the Palestinian Authority if Hamas joins a future government. In a further complication, President Mahmoud Abbas's ruling Fatah movement has split, largely along generational lines. One poll shows candidates closely allied with Mr. Abbas doing poorly, and associates of the president have hinted that the vote might be postponed. Mahdi Abdul Hadi heads PASIA, a leading Palestinian public policy institute. He says the elections are vital for Palestinian self-determination.
Election is much needed today to legitimize representatives of Palestine. Election is not for a hero, for a warrior, for a liberator, for an icon, for a historical leader. No, election is for representatives to serve the society where we have water, electricity, sewage, education and health. This is not to end the occupation tomorrow. This is not to negotiate with Sharon for the two-state solution. This is to maintain the identity, the culture, the heritage and to develop the society towards state building.
Mahdi Abdul Hadi says Palestinians need to transform their society from one based on violent revolution to one based on the rule of law and democracy. He says that process got off to a good start 1 year ago with the election of Mahmoud Abbas, but now needs to be strengthened by holding legislative elections on time if Palestinians are to build on the gains they made in 2005. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.